14th of July 1961. That was a day that changed my life forever. Why? Well, just a few months before, a certain Yuri Gagarin had become the first human to go into space. And overnight, he became the most famous man on Earth. And a few months later, in July of that year, he started on a world tour. The first place he came to was Great Britain. And you've got to remember, this was the height of the Cold War, and it was compulsory in those days for every visiting Russian dignitary to go, as part of their visit, to the grave of Karl Marx, which is in London, in fact, at Highgate Cemetery. And it just so happened that I was a schoolboy just around the corner, 10 minutes walk away. And so school was cancelled for the day. It was such an important event. And I remember not being sure of whether I would go along to see the great man. I was aware of him. I'd heard about him from my parents, and I was aware from radio. Not sure if we had television then. It was so long ago. But anyway, fate dictated that I decided I would go along. Just a few of us from the school did. I think most of the rest went off to play in the park or whatever. So I went along there. And compared with how it would be today, it was quite low-key. There was probably a couple of hundred people, a few policemen. And I can remember standing behind a policeman, but literally only 10 feet away from the great man. And I still remember to this day the image of him standing there. He was rather dwarfed by his military uniform. I remember a big cap that he was wearing. He was a small man because he had to fit into this small space capsule. And there he was standing, saluting in front of Karl Marx's grave. And, you know, the enormity of what he'd done. He'd been into space for all of, I think it was 105 minutes, and he'd survived and come back, and there he was. It was quite overwhelming. And that was my eureka moment. I decided then and there that, you know, space was something for me. I didn't know really what it meant or what I wanted to do, but I thought this was really something that I could have a go at.